Hello, yeah, here's the Dan Shakespeare Show. Yeah, so right now I'm just getting ready for my first song. So what, wait a minute, hang on. Is that a promo?
El show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM, CITR. Leo Ramirez Show, Monday, 4 to 5 p.m. at the 101.9 FM CITR.
Music, drumming, dance, transformation. An expression of the heart through voice. The heart opening to love. Channeling of intention. Kirtan community. Yoga culture. Bhakti. Ancient traditions, modern environment. Intentional community. Continuation of story, the ever-evolving mythology, reconnecting with the divine through voice, through song, through mantra, an exploration of chanting. Join us every Thursday at 4 p.m. on CATR 101.9 FM for mantra, or check us out on the web at mantraradio.co.
You're listening to the Shakespeare Show back on. Just this might be my last day. Well, it's probably going to be either my last or my second last time at from 1 to 2 on Wednesdays, but there'll be a different time slot later, and before the end of this show I'll be able to say the exact time. Well, it might be, well, unless it's next week. And so, okay, starting off with my Canadian hits. This is called Girls Night Out by a band called Toronto on the Shakespeare Show, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Time to come alive when they turn on the street lights.
Hey, that was Whatcha Do to My Body by Lee Aaron from 1989. Whew. Yup. Body rock. Grr. Okay, and here's another artist called David Wilcox, and here's a song called Layin' Pipe on The Shakespeare Show on 101.9 FM CITR.
My brother, too, he got me in the union. I'm paying my dues. Oh, but the woman I love has expensive taste. She's never satisfied. The latest things, a diamond ring, a car with an ultra glide. I work so hard. Never enough. I'm laying pipe all night by that woman. I don't mind working if the money's okay. I take the night shift and sleep all day. Dust and mud is in my blood. Underground cable in my way. I watch a clock and start my rig. Don't know how deep I might have to dig. I wish I had $1 million to buy her everything she needs. She'd only come back. Satisfy that woman.
Hide. When I look into your face,
Whoa, that was Lies by the Pointed Sticks. Whew. I can't handle those in public, especially. Well, let's see what's been happening this week. Some friends of mine are getting married in Hawaii. And some friends of mine have just had schedules all over the place. Well, but if there's anything else that I need to talk about this week, what is it? The favorite cheese thing is over. But, hang on. Like, what's been going on this week? Let's talk about it later. One more Canadian hit, which is called Wild One by Teenage Head on the Shakespeare Show 101.9 FM CITR.
I'm a real wild child. Come on, baby, you know where I go. Take it to the beat of the ball. Come on, we're not a wild boy. Yeah, we're not a wild boy. We gotta keep it rocking, baby. Gotta keep it shaking, baby. Don't you turn the boss, but I'm a real wild child. Go! Cause I'm a wild boy. Well, I'm a wild boy. You gotta keep it shaking, baby. You gotta keep it on a moving. Don't you paint on my style. I'm a real wild child. Go! I'm a wild boy. I'm a wild one. Who gotta keep a singing, baby? Gotta keep a moving, baby. Don't you crazy my style? I'm a real wild guy. 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 Wild child.
I'll always think. think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing.
That was I'll Be Seeing You by Billie Holiday. Well, we are now going back to... we're now going back to the 30s, 40s, and 50s, pretty much. and here is Return to Me by Dean Martin. I don't know how many of you know that one, but... many older people do. On the Shakespeare Show, you're listening to CITR FM 101.9 with Dan Shakespeare.
Cara mia, ti amo. Solo tu, solo tu, solo tu, mio Oh,
day long. I got the heebies, but I can't go wrong. 'Cause when I got them, I just roll along. Now listen, everybody, while I sing this song. I'm singing about that dance that makes you shake your shoes. That dance that gives you folks the heebie-jeebie blues. It's called a heebie-jeebie dance. Ooh, la, 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 la. It's called a heebie-jeebie dance.
Oh, I've got the heebie-jeebie that I'm talking about. Got the heebie-jeebie blues. Sing for them all. Come on down just a little bit, John. Let's say, don't you know it? Come on, show it, honey, don't be a blue. Say, come on down and do that dance. Oh, all the heebie-jeebie dance. All the heebie-jeebie dance. Oh, skee-cat. We need that blue, that blue, that blue.
Okay, that was the Boswell Sisters, Heebies Jeebies. Woo, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of them as well, and I don't know how many of you know this one, but it is called I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter by Billy Williams. By Billy Williams. On the Shakespeare Show.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter.
Papaya, papaya.
And make believe it came from you.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better.
Papaya, papaya.
I'll close with love the way you do.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you. Gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. Oh yeah. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. From you. Oh yeah, gonna make believe it came from you. Oh yeah.
Where's your mama gone?
Where's your mama gone?
Where do babies
Okay, yeah, that was Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep by Middle of the Road. Yeah, that's quite a while ago. Here's a song by an artist called 10cc. Well, I'm not ready to tell my jokes yet, Oh yeah, I already told some of them. But they're not super interesting, but... here you go. Here's Dreadlock Holiday by 10cc.
Trucking right, I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
Good Evening. That was one of my personal favorites from the new album. I hope it's one of yours. Thank you.
Okay, that was Too Much Carousing by Gatto. Yeah, I can tell you that. Whew! Too Much Carousing by Gatto. That was another Canadian hit, and now, as there's a usual, I'm going to play Hooray, Hooray, It's a Holly Holiday by Boney M. On the Shakespeare Show, as always, there is one of these type of songs. So, see you later. I'm Dan Shakespeare. Actually, after two more songs, okay? Bye.
Placed our love in the sky, but but it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guess. I could have turned you into a priestess. I could have burned your feet in the sand. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guess. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guess. I hope it's gonna last. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guess.
Whew, that was Life's a Gas by T-Rex. Whew, life is a gas. Yep, it is for sure. Whew, it's especially a gas when I'm trying to do this. Alright, what was that news again that I was going to say? About this past week. It's always hard what to say, isn't it? Okay. Well, here is Stumbling In by Susie Quattro and Chris Norman on The Shakespeare Show, 101.9 FM with Dan Shakespeare.
Our love is alive, and so we begin. Foolishly laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in. Our love is a flame. Our love is a flame.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, can't keep it like that. And I'm trying to find the last Canadian hit. Hmm. Yep. Wait a minute, Robin. Are you allowed to play two of the same artist? Because I already have a Teenage Head. Mm-hmm. Okay, this works? Mm-hmm. Alright. Yeah, I was just making sure, and I believe I'm going to be signing off really soon. Well, for right now, I'm signing off for the Extra Environmentalist with Justin, and right after I play this hit, it's called Disgusting by Teenage Head. And there I go, signing off.
Isn't it?
From the Templars, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Oi, oi.
Welcome to the Extra Environmentalist.
Your opposable thumb
means nothing.
This is what we want to be. We don't want to be Americans or Germans or English. We want to be Extra Environmentalists. Always feel, wherever you go, that you are a stranger. The outsider, the one looking in. This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
Oh. On today's episode of The Extra Environmentalist, we're digging back into our interview archives from the podcast at www.extraenvironmentalist.com to speak with the artist Steve Lambert, who had a sign that asked people at various art installations if capitalism was the best economic system, and people could vote and say yes or no. And he was taking this installation around to various places all across the United States and Canada to see how different communities were voting. Since our interview with Steve in 2011, this sign has now gone all around the world to various places in Germany and I believe even Asia, and it's really incredible to see all the different places that Steve has taken the sign. So we speak with Steve about the role that art plays in activism and getting people to critically think about their economic system, and we talk about a lot of the cool projects that Steve has been involved in over the years through his art into action approach on today's episode of The Extra Environmentalist. If you enjoyed today's interview, be sure to check us out at www.extraenvironmentalist.com. Find us on Facebook by searching for Extra Environmentalist, and also on Twitter at XEnvironmental. You are listening to The Extra Environmentalist, syndicated from CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
I founded the anti-advertising agency and did that for about 6 years. I was a fellow at iBeam, Center for Art and Technology. That's iBeam, E-Y-E-B-E-A-M. Sometimes I'd say it fast and people think I worked at IBM, which is not true. I also co-founded the Center for Artistic Activism with Steve Duncombe, which is something I'm working on now. And I'm a professor at the School of the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston.
Could you tell us a little bit about the Center for Artistic Activism? That sounds really cool.
Yeah, so Steve and I were the two Steves in the organization, and he and I had been doing a lot of research because he has a background in sociology, and I have a background in sociology, and also